Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Lisa Graves, the Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy and the publisher of AlexExposed.org, PRWatch.org, and SourceWatch.org, where she just released an expose of Pete Peterson and his campaign to fix the debt. She has served as a senior advisor in all three branches of the federal government, as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department, as Chief Counsel for Nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as Deputy Chief for the U.S. Courts. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lisa Graves.
Thank you so much, Ian, for having me on.
And in terms of this new front group that the Koch brothers, Kraft Foods and Searle Pharmaceuticals and others are behind, which has got a very generous $83 million war chest, the State Policy Network, you see them then as another kind of stealth group. They say that they're a sort of think tank, a free market think tank, but they're not really interested in the local issues that they say they're interested in, but you're saying that they are creating a larger national template to essentially change government in this country.
Well, I think that's right. This is a group that most Americans have never heard of. It's called the State Policy Network, and we've been doing a lot of work over the past 2 years exposing the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is known as ALEC, which actually puts the bills, corporate-crafted bills, directly in the hands of lawmakers at ALEC's conventions and resort meetings. And ALEC allows corporate lobbyists to vote alongside elected officials. What we discovered was that it wasn't just corporate lobbyists voting as part of these closed-door meetings at ALEC. It was also special interest groups from this thing called SPN. It turns out that while ALEC has more than $7 million it spends each year, SPN backstops that spending with another $83 million of spending in the states to try to brand this junk legislation, basically to advance the corporate agenda, as local by creating think tanks in every state in the country to try to push this legislation and create statistics or cooked books in some ways to try to promote this legislation.
And what is this group, the State Policy Network's relationship to another group called the Texas Conservative Coalition Research Institute, which have successfully stopped Medicaid expansion in the state of Texas? Ted Cruz worked for the organization, and apparently they are also a part of this sort of network of dark money.
Well, I'm not as familiar with their operations, but I do know that there are a couple of similar groups in Texas, and Ted Cruz's hand has had his hand in a few of them, including the Texas Public Policy Foundation, TPPF, which is part of ALEC and a long time part of ALEC, and where Cruz, before he went to Congress and almost shut down the United States government this fall, where he was there trying to devise, cook up new ways to stop the Affordable Care Act and stop more Americans from getting coverage under that act to provide, better access for people. For example, what that act does is provide better access for people who have pre-existing conditions and for young adults who are no longer in school but who need help on their parents' insurance. And so while that program has been vilified in all sorts of ways, Ted Cruz, before he ever went to the United States Senate, was working with some of these think tanks or other operations to try to stop this and other policies that have been designed to help ordinary Americans.
Yeah, actually, I did mean the TPPF. The other one is a newer spinoff, the Texas Conservative Coalition Research Institute. But these institutes are proliferating, and obviously the Kochs have endless resources since they're, the fourth and fifth richest, I think, in the country. And then you've got the Walton family following them. So what is the sense what's the countervailing? Obviously, you don't have the money, but how can you fight this good fight to try and level the playing field, or at least alert the American people to the extent to which their democracy is being bought out from under them?
Well, we don't have the money on our side, but I do think we've got the truth on our side. And so, for example, for TPPF, that's one of these what we call stink tanks, and we jointly issued a report in Texas with the Progress Now affiliate in Texas about these stink tanks. It's available on stinktanks.org for every state in the country if you want to check it out, if people want to find out if there's a stink tank near you that's distorting policy or getting uncritically quoted in your local newspaper or on local TV. You can find it at that site. What we discovered in part in our research was that groups like TPPF, part of the State Policy Network, are not just receiving checks from the Koch family foundations, but some of them are also receiving direct checks from David Koch himself. And as you mentioned, he's one of the richest men in America, but he's also one of the richest billionaires in the world. And so it's not just that that it's a $100,000 grant to fund the operations. It's his personal investment in these groups to advance his personal agenda, to remake America in a way that's very different than how it currently looks, in ways that I think are dramatically worse for most Americans. And so we think, even though there's big money that is out there that we're trying to expose for these groups that are doing what I would call stealth lobbying, not reporting it, getting a tax break for doing it, we think that the American people are waking up to this. More and more Americans are concerned about it, and rightly so, and we're trying to help make sure they have the information and the facts they need.
And, of course, the Koch brothers, with all of their money, are essentially having you know, they last time around they very effectively through Karl Rove and others have managed to bring about the Republican majority in 2010 in the Congress, and they're funding all of the obstruction that's going on, and essentially at the end of the day, they and also Rupert Murdoch, by the way, they're working overtime to deny global warming, which is a global problem. You know, Rupert Murdoch's second biggest shareholders in News Corporation are the Kingdom Fund, which is the Saudi Arabian royal family. So it's not surprising that they're against global warming since they're in the petrochemical business. So they're very active. These handful of billionaires are both at the national, state, and local level.
Well, that's right, and I think really one of the greatest pieces of propaganda that these guys, in essence, help fund or subsidize or underwrite is the climate denial machine. The fact is that regardless of what people are reading as a result of the propaganda that's being pushed by entities that they've funded, as well as other entities that the American Petroleum Institute and others have funded, the fact is that 97% of reputable scientists across the globe, out of a survey of, you know, thousands of scientifically peer-reviewed articles, believe that global warming is happening and it's man-made, and it's a crisis that threatens our very existence, quite frankly, over the next few decades and century. And these guys are profiting big time from their oil and oil-related businesses. They have invested a huge amount, along with Exxon and others, in the climate denial operation. And these SPN groups, these state policy networks that are so uncritically quoted in the local press when they're testifying before the state houses or when they're weighing in on bills, let alone ALEC, which had the audacity recently to have a seminar for lawmakers to indoctrinate them that basically increased carbon dioxide is good for you. That was their pitch. They're continuing their assault on the EPA. That's being pushed in Congress as well to deny the EPA any power, the Environmental Protection Agency, any power to address carbon and carbon dioxide and its effect on our environment, on our climate. These are really pernicious policies. The fact is that they are policies that serve their policies and policy agenda, propaganda that serve the bottom line of the Kochs and of some of these enormous oil companies and coal companies. And I think the American people are ultimately going to wake up to the fact that they've been lied to and that the lies have been funded by these guys.
And again, I'm speaking with Lisa Graves, the Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy and the publisher of ALEC Exposed, PRWatch.org. and SourceWatch.org, where she just released an expose of Pete Peterson and his campaign to fix the debt. She has served as a senior advisor in all three branches of the federal government, as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department, as Chief Counsel for Nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as a Deputy Chief for the U.S. Court. So given that you've got Kraft Foods and Searle Pharmaceuticals behind the state policy network, along with the Koch's funding, if you put all those people together as consumers and decided to boycott their products because they're trying to basically destroy the planet or thwart efforts to save the planet from global warming, you've got Dixie cups, Brawny paper towels, Kraft Foods, Searle Pharmaceuticals. Is that a valid strategy?
Well, I think that there are a lot of folks and activists who are calling for making consumer choices that don't fund evil in some ways. To paraphrase Google's claims, which we've also just recently written about in terms of what it's been funding on the far right in this country. With respect to Searle Pharmaceuticals, they were subsequently bought out by Monsanto and then sort of bought out again by Pfizer. The money that is coming to the Searle Foundation is coming from the personal wealth of the Searle family to advance through their foundation to advance this really extreme agenda. What we discovered in some ways with the SPN research, the State Policy Network research that we launched several weeks ago after a soft launch earlier this year, is that the Kochs are not the biggest funder of that operation. There are some other big funders that are bigger than them, and also some of these big corporations that ought to really rethink backing a group that has such an array of extreme policies. But I think consumers ought to make better choices. They shouldn't put their money behind corporations and corporations controlled by individuals who are trying to privatize our public schools and really get rid of public schools. Privatize Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, as with ALEC, push and peddle global warming denial lies and propaganda. They really ought to hold those corporations accountable.
Is there any other corporations that consumers could boycott, like Kraft Foods?
Well, Kraft, it's interesting. Kraft dropped out of ALEC, and then next thing this fall, when we were looking into the State Policy Network, there it was, right there on the same placard. We saw one of the SPN activists tweeting out. It was right there on the placard, right next to Facebook, right next to ALEC. So we actually have a list of all the corporations on our site that we know that fund SPN. You can find that at prwatch.org. And you can also find more about that also at the thinktanks.org site that we've co-launched. And so there are a number of companies that are public-facing that people might want to think about whether they want to buy their products if they're going to back these sort of groups that are pushing such extreme and ridiculous policies in many regards.
Well, just in closing, Lisa Graves, tell us about, I know about Pete Peterson and the billionaire from Wall Street who's been funding all of the skies falling because of the deficits, which also happen to be going down. What have you exposed about him?
Well, what we've done is track the money, basically. This is a guy who's, very old and has committed to spending, hundreds of millions of dollars, literally well over $100 million, to try to privatize Social Security any way he can. This is a really, I think he's a guy who is behaving in an unconscionable way. This is a billionaire who will never need Social Security. Why he has such an ideological hatred of Social Security is beyond me. It's more the Koch brothers, privatization, crony capitalism, survival of the fittest, Ayn Rand sort of junk that we've been seeing coming out of some of these really elite, so-called elite billionaires. He's funded a bunch of front groups, and these front groups are out there peddling the same sort of tired ideas, repackaged as brand new through groups like Fix the Debt. You can find out more about Fix the Debt on our site. You can reach that on our SourceWatch site or through prwatch.org. We've helped expose the Fix the Debt CEOs. So it's a group that Pete Peterson has funded through some of his other groups. They've recruited CEOs across the country to back this so-called, reasonable plan, compromise on the debt or deficit. Turns out these CEOs are trying to protect their profits overseas from being taxed or changing the tax laws to make sure that they're actually paying their fair share of taxes. When we looked at a number of those corporations, turned out they weren't. In essence, some of them had negative tax rates as compared with ordinary Americans who don't, who pay, you know, 30-40% in taxes every year. Some of these CEOs are paying themselves enormous salaries through their, you know, shareholder decisions, enormous salaries at a time when they're calling for austerity policies for ordinary Americans. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. People ought to take a look at those corporations, too, and see if they want to do business with them.
Well, Lisa Graves, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thanks for having me on, and I really appreciate it. Sorry I was a little bit hard to reach. It's a joy to be on your show.
Thank you. Again, I've been speaking with Lisa Graves, the Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy and the publisher of AlecExposed.org, PRWatch.org, and SourceWatch.org. She just released an expose of Peterson, his campaign to fix the debt, and she served as a senior advisor in all three branches of the federal government, as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department, as Chief Counsel for Nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as a Deputy Chief for the U.S. Court. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about the latest activities of the Koch brothers.